Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Dealers of Ireland. Our showrooms are open for business with your health and safety our priority. For more, log on to kia.com.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie in 51551. Wash your hands. Helen, good afternoon.
Oh, hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. Nice to speak to you. Likewise, like so many people, you're going through the household, you're cleaning out
the attic,
you're clearing out. What did you find?
Well, Joe, I found a letter that a friend of mine, Deirdre, had written to me when I was in boarding school. I think we reckon it was about 1968.
Mm-hmm.
And also with the letter then, there was this, I had replied to her, but hadn't posted it, so it was still sealed. So I decided then that I'd obviously phoned Deirdre and sent her a copy of the letter she sent me, and we were laughing about it. So I said, look, I won't open this now because I was really tempted, and I posted it to her. So we reckon it was 52 years since that letter had been written.
So it was 52 years sitting in your attic. Had you any idea, when you decided to post it without opening it, were you sure there were all nice things in the letter?
I wasn't, to be honest, Joe. I hadn't a clue what was in it. And we were laughing so much because the letter she has written to me, it was so innocent, you know, we were only 11, I suppose 12 or 13. And I had no idea, but I said, no, I'm just going to post this and we'll just see what happens.
Okay, well, Deirdre's on the other line. Deirdre.
Oh, hi, Deirdre.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Okay, Deirdre, the letter was posted, was written in 1968. When did it arrive in your house?
Well, Helen just posted it a few weeks ago. During the COVID, she was doing some decluttering and found it and posted it to me a few weeks ago.
Okay. Were you nervous opening it?
Really, no, I wasn't nervous. I was just, I was wondering what was in it, as in funny wise, because I had seen my letter to her, which was hilarious, but hers was even funnier.
Okay, tell us what was in it. Give us a few extracts.
Just so innocent. I suppose one of it was, say, my letter to her. I hope you're well. How are you enjoying being back at school? I hate it. Mother so-and-so, I won't say the name, feast day was the other day. I'm having a pants skirt made at the moment. They're all to go now. The material is green. There is a hop, I don't know if your younger listeners
hop,
know.
Yeah, a dance.
There is a hop on in Crescent, that would have been Old Crescent, a rugby club here in Limerick. There is a hop on in Crescent on Wednesday week. I will probably go. I'm dying for Christmas. Are you? Then I mention a girl who's at school with me and I say, so-and-so, isn't that bad in school now, really? It isn't that she's a goody-good, but always learns her history and geography and that stuff. She's right too, I suppose. Then I go on to mention all these other girls.
But Deirdre, did Helen say she had a crush on any boy or girl or anything in that letter?
Well. Then the last paragraph on the letter, I mention another friend of ours and who's in boarding school with Helen, and who's a neighbour as well. And I say, tell so and so, I was asking for her, and that we see this particular guy every morning when we are going to school. Then I say, he is fabulous. Every time another friend of ours used to see him.
What's his name?
I can't say his name.
Give me his first name.
First name is Jim, but to be honest, none of us can remember who he is or what he looks like. We can't remember him at all. So I say, we see so-and-so Jim every morning when we are going to school. He is fabulous. Every time another friend of ours used to see him, she used to say she'd have something to dream of that morning in school.
Oh, lovely.
So that was
normal
a part
people.
Of that. Then I go on to beagling and funny stuff. But
and then, now, so what about Helen's reply to you?
Helen's reply is hilarious. Thanks a million for your letter. On a Sunday here, we can't even have visitors, not to mind going home for the weekend.
Wow.
I wonder what this other girl we know frock will it turn out nice? I doubt it. With her mother making it.
What's her name?
I can't say her name. Do you remember the last one, the red corduroy one she had? She used to never take it off. as it was all bulky on the top and everything, all on the top and everything. I suppose I can't be talking because I had one myself in blue. How did yours turn out? Like blah blah.
Then get the boy, has the boyfriends, girlfriends. Who
goes
did she,
on to? Yeah. She was talking about some other girls who were going to the hop, and she says, "Tell them that I said that they weren't to be too hot with the fellas." I fell down the stairs the other day and sprained my ankle, but it's nearly okay. Then she goes on in another part of it to say about they were the school that they were talking in the dormitory and they were murdered, that they'd be murdered and all that sort of stuff, really. It was very funny, though.
And Helen, what boarding school were you in?
I was in Brough in County Limerick.
Okay. And Helen, begin with Helen. Helen, have you kept in touch with Deirdre over the?
Oh yeah, always. We've never not been in touch.
Oh wow.
Really.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm told you married two friends.
That's right. My husband was at the same school as Deirdre's husband.
Oh,
yeah, in Gormanston.
And did you meet him at the hop?
No, I met him in Ballybunion.
And by the way, when is the last time, now I'm not talking email, when is the last time you've written a letter to each other?
Oh,
well, I would say it was when we were at school.
Incredible.
Yeah.
But look how important that letter is now.
50 years.
That letter is now.
Yeah,
and
amazing.
It's hard copy, as they say. It's not buried somewhere in a computer that will never be seen again.
We were so innocent, really, when you think of it.
Let me bring in Elva Moore. And Elva, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. Nice to talk to you.
And talk to you as well. How are you keeping?
I'm not too bad at all, Joe. Doing well, thank God. Yes.
So you're writing letters to your granddaughter?
I'm writing letters to my granddaughter. My sister very kindly gave me a small little booklet three Christmases ago.
Okay.
And it's like an autograph book, like an old-fashioned autograph book. And each page is actually a sheet of writing paper, like the old-fashioned airmail envelopes that we used to send to America years ago, you know, when we were writing to people. And I just took it out there a couple of weeks ago because of the pandemic, and I decided I'll write one at the moment. Now, there are 12 pages in this book, Joe, and I've only written three of them so far, so I must think I'm going to live forever by the time I get to writing the rest of them. But anyway, the recent one I wrote, and there's a little heading at the top of each page, and it says, "One positive change in the world I have witnessed is," and then you go in and you start writing your letter. So I have the letter here if you'd like me to read it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And what age is your grandchild again? Six?
My granddaughter, she'll be six in July, Emily.
So she won't fully understand it at this
stage.
Oh,
no, but this is going into her memory box.
Great,
for her.
Yeah,
for when
I'd love to hear it, Elva, yeah.
Okay. So it's, "My dear Emily, one of the positive changes I've experienced in my lifetime is the major advance there has been made in modern technology that you were fortunate enough to be born into in this era. Our mobile phone now, to all of us, is as important as our right arm, or in your case, your left arm, because she happens to be left-handed. It is a wonderful way to communicate instantly with anyone we wish to, with audio and or video. In particular today, as at the moment we are going through the coronavirus pandemic, it is the worst situation I have ever experienced in my lifetime.
Yeah.
We are all isolated to contain this virus, and it's very difficult for a lot of people. This is where the mobile phone comes into its own. I can FaceTime you, read you a story and play I Spy. As at nearly 6 year old, it's difficult to hold your attention for long as you are so busy. I can see you putting on lipstick, cooking curry with your mum, and a video of you collecting Easter eggs on your Easter egg hunt in the maze in your garden. You have no idea how I miss your our hug and cuddles and kisses. And in particular, you coming to stay with me, staying over with me, and storytelling and the things we love doing together. I'm hoping it won't be long before this pandemic is over. You will learn all about this in your history books, as you are too young to understand it all now, thank God. Auntie Maeve, Deirdre, Anne and Una, miss seeing you in the flesh too. I send lots of pictures and videos of you to them, not that they would ever forget our Emily. Grandma's little pumpkin, I love you very much, Grandma."
Ah. So, and Elva, what prompted you to write to Emily?
Well, I'll tell you, it was the gift that my sister Deirdre gave to me that Christmas, and my son passed away sadly, in 2017. And I didn't really get around to writing anything to her. But I thought it was a lovely idea.
Yeah.
And then I started. And, you know, the little letter headings on them. Here is a special story about our family. That was the first one. And then it may surprise you to learn that when I was young, and I wrote another one there.
Great idea.
Yeah. So, and then the next one is, when your mother was young, and I have to write the next story about that.
And what's the book? Is there a name on the book? Because it's a brilliant idea.
It is, yeah. I think it's a fantastic idea, actually. It was bought in the Kilkenny Design Shop.
That's a super idea. You buy this book. It prompts you to begin a letter.
Exactly.
You remove the page.
You leave it all in the book, but you seal it. It's like it folds up into a little envelope.
Oh, yeah. And then,
written on the front of it, letters to my grandchild, write now, read later, treasure forever.
Okay.
So it just goes into her little memory box.
I'd love to know, is that online so we can tell people where they can
It's a great idea. Yeah, and I thought with grandmother...
You got it in Kilkenny Design. I don't know.
That's where my sister bought it for me, yeah.
Oh, that's
but
a
I do
super
think
idea.
For grandmother's cocooned, it'd be a lovely idea for them to sit down.
Yeah,
and grandfathers, exactly. Provided they don't have 12 children, or else they could just write one letter and photocopy it. But I think it's a nice idea for them to put their memories down and for the children to learn about, you know, olden days.
And like, there we have Helen and Deirdre there. They were talking about a letter written 52 years ago.
Exactly,
Because it will last. How are you managing in the lockdown, Alva?
I'm doing fine, Joe, at the moment. You know, I when it started first, you know, I love my own home and I like my own company. And I've been reading and I've been listening to the radio, which is great because I've only retired from work. So I get an opportunity to listen to your show, which is terrific.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
And, you know, just lots of different cooking, baking, the usual. You know, I've occupied myself. And I'm back playing golf now, which is good.
Okay. And what was your son who passed? What was his name, Alva?
Oh, my son, Mark.
God rest him. What age was he?
Mark, he would have been 45 next Thursday, tomorrow week.
Oh, God rest him.
It was tragic.
Okay, those letters are fantastic. And,
it's a good idea, for other people that might think of doing something like that. I think it'd be nice. It's a nice legacy to leave to your grandchildren if you have the opportunity.
Okay, Alva, thinking of Mark and
thank you very
of the joy
much,
that Emily will get from that.
Thanks very much. Lovely to talk to you, Joe. Thanks a million.
Likewise.
Bye-bye now.
51551, wash your hands.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at rt.ie. Sometimes when we look at the daily statistics, as of this morning, the official death toll from the virus is 1,615, an incredible figure. You know, the size of, Clonakilty, I think, is just over 2,000. In Kells, it's 2,000. Like, the size of a small Irish town has been wiped out in the last 6 weeks. But to be able to put stories and life to humanise those lives is really important. And we had another example of it yesterday. I think we've had a fair few so far. But another example yesterday from Lorna O'Neill talking about her sister Susan and the letter that Susan wrote to her before she died last week. COVID complications, so to speak. Nicola McGrath. Nicola is Susan's daughter. Susan, Nicola, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
Okay. I'm sure you were very proud listening to Lorna yesterday talking about your mum.
No, I smiled through it all. It was absolutely beautiful, yeah.
And did your mother write many letters, do you know, of this type?
She left 5 letters.
Okay.
So she left me in charge of them, which was, big pressure. So she had spoken to me on the phone maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago and tried to tell me that she had letters.
Okay.
And I was like, la, 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 not listening. But she was, no, you have to listen.
And
you were
saying, geez, nothing's going to happen. You're not going to stop talking.
I'm not having this conversation.
Yeah, okay.
Stop telling me. But she said, well, they're beside my locker and they're there when you need them. And I was like, fine, but I've just been stubborn. So, yeah.
And she wrote one to you.
She did. Yeah. She did.
And I'm just looking at the copy of it here. Is it out of the same copybook that?
Yeah.
Where is that copybook now?
The Gabby book is still at home by her locker.
I'll hold on to that as well as what she wrote in it. Yeah. Would you share the letter with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The letter is very simple, and there's nothing in the letter that I didn't know. But like Lorna having it, it means I can read it over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
So, simple. So, Nicola, my beautiful, kind, independent, strong daughter, where do I start? You were a surprise, a big surprise, the best surprise in the world. Me and your dad fell madly in love with you. We were also terrified, as we were so young and scared we would do the wrong things. Mm-hmm. But we didn't. And not only did you survive, but you blossomed into the most kind and sweet person that you are to this day. We feel blessed and grateful to have you in our lives. Love you with all my heart. And then kiss, 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 kiss. Yeah.
And when do you reckon she wrote that letter, Nicola?
Her friend Maureen told me she wrote them a year and a half ago.
Wow.
This is when she was diagnosed
with the breast,
with cancer the first time.
Oh my God.
And
when you said to her 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks ago, obviously had she got the COVID at that stage, Nicola? When she said about, I have letters, I want you to look after them.
I can't remember, Joe. If she had, she just maybe had a mild cough.
Yeah,
and
okay.
But as I said, we found out later she had written them just in case. And she had hidden them so we wouldn't find them until we needed to.
Mm. Was she a letter writer?
No.
Okay.
No, she was the crazy telephone lady.
Sure, Lorna was saying they'd speak twice, three times a day, every day.
Absolutely, and I had to get in the queue and wait for my turn.
Lorna, a young woman and a remarkable woman.
She was amazing. Like, the day she was diagnosed with breast cancer, she went into the hospital and she took it all in, and then her and Dad headed off to ELO, as you do, like.
Yeah.
She was powerhouse.
Okay, well, may she rest in peace. Hold on to that letter and maybe write a reply and keep it with it, you know?
Well, actually, she had her phone in hospital and I knew she couldn't read it. But every day I would send her a WhatsApp and say, you'll never guess what happened today. Oh. And wasn't Dad crazy? The songs he played down the phone to you last night, weren't they hilarious? So I wrote her every night, even though she wouldn't reply.
Okay.
Yeah.
God rest her. God rest Susan. Nicola McGrath. Nicola, thanks indeed. Thanks indeed.
No problem, Joe. Thank you so much for yesterday. And thank you to everybody that replied. If you just feel like the whole world is hugging you and just saying you're not on your own. And we all feel your pain. And it was just absolutely beautiful. Okay. Thank you so much.
As your mother was. Thanks, Nicola. Thanks indeed. The last one on letters today, Brian. Brian, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
You were in the Navy and at sea. Every week you wrote two letters.
I wrote two letters. One home and one to, at the time I was dating a girl in Dublin. Uh-huh. And I wrote to her also. So, unfortunately, Joe, what I made a classic mistake. Mm-hmm. I wrote a nice romantic letter to the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Put it into the mother's envelope, and vice versa. And the following week, I got a letter from my mother, and she told me what letter she had gotten. She swore she never read it. Joe, my mother never told a lie, but I didn't believe that one.
And you reckon that there was bound to be one to your mother, one to your girlfriend. You spent the wrong, you enveloped them wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. And she swears she never read. Don't anyway.
Oh, she swore to God she never read it.
Okay. Yeah, do you still write letters, Brian?
Actually, yes. I've been writing a nephew, and I write her short stories.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well done. Yeah. Well done. Yeah. Well done. Okay, Brian, thanks indeed.
You're welcome.
Yep, 51551 continues. By the way, that beautiful book that Elva referred to is called Letters to My Grandchild. It's beautifully bound. It's a paper time capsule and it's available on the Kilkenny Design website. But I'm sure you'll find it other places as well, but that's a great shop. And it's it prompts you every day, on each occasion, it prompts you with a line to write to your grandchild, and then you give it to your grandchild for his or her memory box. Okay, back tomorrow at 1:45. Today's producer was Lisa Marie Berry, and Ray Darcy's next.